What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There is a far greater risk of significant cyber attacks in Ireland in the next 2 years, according to our National Cyber Security Centre. Kevin Curran is Professor of Cyber Security at Ulster University. Who are the bad guys and why are they becoming more prolific, Kevin?
Well, we know who the bad guys are, and they're always somewhere in Eastern Europe. Generally, you do not get attacks from Western countries, whatever else. So we're talking here really about state-sponsored attacks. And of course, it could be also emergencies again. So when it comes to planning with cybersecurity, we've seen how crucial technology is to our society. You know, when something goes down, we can't log in, we can't do our banking, we can't take out our money again, even if it's an error, not necessarily a cyber attack. So it's very important that we have redundancy built into our national critical infrastructure and wherever else, so that we have backup plans as well. And of course, we've seen threats again increasing again, because it is a relatively easy way for a bad actor to cause chaos within another nation, really, because they don't have to, you know, spend, you know, 15 million on a cruise missile, whatever else. They just need someone who's clever, who's got a weakness, who's got a way into a system, and they can cause a lot of damage.
We saw just 2 weeks ago the impact that an outage can have on a global scale. Is that going to cause cyber, and that was a mistake, by the way, that was somebody pushing out bad code. Is that going to give these cyber criminals inspiration to perhaps target the bigger players in the market, the Microsofts, the Apples, to try and bring about chaos on a significant scale rather than just targeting individuals?
It's not as if they need inspiration. They know where they can cause the most impact again. And they've done that in the past again. So CrowdStrike, in this case, was a third-party, you know, software supplier, really, again. So again, so that the software supply chain can be one of the weakest links again. And they've compromised many of these systems again, which are within inside our enterprise networks. So they've done that already, and they know where to go for this again. And of course, they do try to, obviously, you know, infiltrate the major operating systems again. And quite often, that's where a national, you know, cybersecurity center will work with quite a lot to plan these things again with the Microsofts of this world and the Googles and the Apples. But of course, in the ideal world, is redundancy, because it all comes down to cost again. So, you know, obviously risk aversion is what we're talking about here. We, you know, the country has to come together and say, well, where are the weak points? Where can the most damage be done? And what can we do to build redundancy? Because in the ideal situation, even News Talk today, even if it wasn't taken down by cyber attack, if somehow the water rose to, you know, your second floor and you're all flooded out, how could you recover? Okay, so the ideal situation is you would have off-premises backups again. Shipping containers come into your premises within the next hour. You would walk out into the car park, into the truck again, and all your computers would be there, mirrored with what you have inside, but all your equipment, and you would start recommencing at 10:30, doing the thing. But again, who's going to do that? Now, people do that, very top organizations again, but there's a cost in that. There's a real cost again. So therefore, we just have to, it's all down to risk aversion again. And what is your budget again? And of course, when it comes to government as well, you know, it's the taxpayers pay for this. So they can't recreate every computer system within the hospitals, whatever else. But no, planning is very important.
It does need a certain amount of planning. Kevin Curran, Professor of Cybersecurity at Ulster University.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.